Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. And again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. And believe it or not, we are streaming about 5 new stories a day on Radio Entrepreneurs. We just don't stop every day pounding away with stories of leadership and entrepreneurship and how to deal with this economy. And boy, oh boy, do I get excited when I see my producers report every week and I see the dynamic duo on my sheet. And that is, of course, Aviva Sapers, CEO of Sapers & Wallach, and Lisa Couquier, partner at Burns & Levinson. Welcome back to both of you.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having us back.
Thanks. Well, these are dynamic times, changing times. We don't know in the next 30 to 60 days, a lot of stuff that both of you are dealing with. It's a changing landscape. Everybody's guessing. Nobody has an answer. They're just guessing. And there's issues around estate planning and multi-generation gifts, all these things that I know we've been talking about. And I'm just wondering if the two of you would like to get into that topic.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, as we get to the election, either pre-election and post-election, people are trying to say, geez, if this one wins, how's that going to affect the estate tax laws? If that one wins, how's that going to affect tax laws in general? And that has forced a lot of people to do some quick scurrying around to try and do some year-end planning, gifting, thinking, because if they can, we have a huge exemption right now, and if people can take advantage of that, they're going to try and do it. And Lisa would know this better than I, because she's the one they go to. So Lisa, you have thoughts on that?
Thanks. You know, it reminds me of December 31, 2012. You know, we had this last minute gift tax impact. And I remember being in my office on New Year's Eve 2012, doing some last minute estate planning for good clients who really wanted to make that end of year gift. And I'm anticipating that New Year's Eve this year in 2020 is going to see the same scurry potentially. So we don't really know what's going to happen in the election, and candidates don't really disclose what they're thinking of doing, but there's a little bit of discussion here. There's a chance that that capital gains tax that you have, the step up in basis after death, may actually have a loophole in it so that you're not going to get the benefit on after death. And so it would be more like a sale where you incur a capital gains, and that could potentially happen. You know, it's been discussed since for years and years. This is not the first that it's ever been discussed. Right. It's been discussed for over a decade. But I think what this says to us is do your planning early, you know, and if you anticipate that you can make an end of year gift, just make the end of year gift, you know, and now's the time to start planning that. People are finding vehicles to control the timing. Even if you find out that you can't control the fact that your estate is going to incur potentially a capital gains tax because of this loss of step up in basis, well, at least you control the timing of it. You can put it into a trust. There's things you can do to mitigate any problems. And so people are doing some tax planning by doing some trust planning right now. We're in the final quarter of the year. This is the time, and it's pretty typical. We're ready for you.
Well, you know, it's tough because, you know, families, different ages. I'm thinking about a lot of baby boomers. They're not necessarily, some of them are old enough, some of them aren't old enough. Some of them are wondering, how long are we going to live? Are we going to lose Social Security? Is it going to be cut back? I mean, there's so many unknowns. It's hard to predict these things when there's so many unknowns, isn't it?
Yeah, but good drafters like Lisa here can give you ways to get out of something that you set up with different types of levers you can pull or remove, whether it's installment sales, whether it's defective trust. There's a lot of different things that they can do. And you want to have that flexibility, but you also want to plan.
Right. You're right. And there are some things that we can rely on. There's so much uncertainty right now. And I'm so sorry to my clients because everybody's trying to, they ask me for certainty and for the ability to have rock solid planning. But there is one thing you can count on. So Congress did pass the CARES Act in March to respond to the pandemic and make things a little easier. And it increased the income tax deduction for charitable contributions. So you can rely on that. And so if you're making charitable contributions now, you might want to think about making those contributions before year end.
Well, also, you know, one of the things that's come up in a lot of conversations with my clients, Aviva, has been the whole insurance. Can insurance help in these situations?
Sure. There's a lot of different places where insurance can help. If you're doing some intergenerational planning, leaving something from one generation to the next or skipping a generation, but you have assets tied up in things that aren't necessarily liquid and you're worried about step up and basis, life insurance is a great planning tool where you can get it outside of your estate in a trust or in some other vehicle and only gift the premiums, which are usually relatively small in relation to the big balloon payment at death. And that's usually when estate taxes are due, which is when the first or second die, depending on if you're married or what the relationships are. So life insurance can be used for estate tax liquidity. It can be used to equalize those estates if you want to give more money to one child versus another. If you've got one who's disabled, you've got to make sure that there's some sort of trust for them. There's a lot of places where insurance can be the great equalizer. And also from a charitable standpoint, as Lisa was just saying, there's some great things you can do from a philanthropic perspective using insurance if you don't need it anymore. But looking at your insurance, reviewing it is certainly a good option at this stage. And I definitely think there are some places it can be used.
Interesting. Any other vehicles, Lisa, that you think people could be looking at in the next couple of months?
Yeah, you know, this is one that Aviva and I sometimes discuss issues. And as she mentioned, every time we have a conversation, we think of 10 more issues that we want to discuss next time. But one of the things that we discussed recently was prenuptial planning and using insurance within prenuptials. It's creative planning. But, you know, I know there were a lot of couples this year who had big weddings planned. They had to cancel the big weddings because we couldn't gather. And they decided to just simply get married quickly and quietly in their backyards without a big reception. And some people missed the opportunity to do prenuptial planning because everything was tossed up and they were just focused on canceling big plans and moving on in life and being sheltered. So if people have not done their prenuptial planning and they're married now because they did this quickly and quietly in their backyard without a lot of planning, you can still do postnuptial planning. It's not too late. Postnuptials are available. And Aviva and I were talking about some strategies to work with blended families and using insurance to make sure that various people who have expectations, such as an incoming spouse, as well as adult children from a prior relationship, that everybody's needs and expectations are met, and that we can find, especially when we're looking at different asset classes, we can find balance using different insurance strategies. So that's something that I recommend right now.
Yeah, you know, insurance is often the great equalizer, as I said before, but they're the in-laws and the outlaws. And if someone's done some generational planning that has a fair amount of wealth and a new member comes in for the second marriage, and they may very well be excluded from what passes from one generation to the next, they can have an insurance policy either on the prior generation or the spouse that they're marrying that makes sure that they're taken care of, even though they're not going to get that stuff that's being passed to the next generation.
Well, I'm not the expert that the two of you are, so hopefully I'm on firm ground with this one. What about parents who are thinking about, you know, transferring assets, but they're seeing, let's say, their children in marriages that are kind of shaky right now. And they're thinking, wow, if I transfer now and there's a divorce and there isn't a prenup, what do I do? I mean, how do I plan to protect my family member who, you know, if I pass it on and then they lose half, what do I do? I mean, is there anything that they can do right now to sort of protect their families?
So that's a topic for a long seminar, but actually I happen to be speaking on this topic at noon today in connection with trusts. It's a very important issue. Be very cautious. Anyone who's listening, if there's a marriage on the rocks, this is not the time to make a transfer of assets, because any assets that come into the marriage, whether acquired before the marriage, during the marriage or even during that separation period are at risk. They're vulnerable to be divided in divorce. That doesn't mean they're definitely going to be divided. It doesn't mean it's going to be divided 50-50 or in any particular percentage, but at least they become part of the marital estate subject to division unless there's a prenuptial agreement. So that's very tricky. In terms of trusts, the topic that I'm speaking on later today relates to whether or not a trust, even with protections like a spendthrift clause, is potentially vulnerable to attack on divorce. And the short answer is yes. The courts in Massachusetts are grappling with this right now, and the courts keep coming out with new and interesting decisions, most recently just last week. It is an evolving area of law and one that's been evolving for years. And if anybody has an interest in listening to the presentation this afternoon at from 12 to 1, just email me afterwards and I will link you in.
Lisa.
Yes,
Aviva. Do you see people making loans to kids in those scenarios, or loans to trusts where it you can sort of, if need be, if there is a problem, they still owe it back to the parent. But at some point, if the marriage goes well or the divorce is settled, then they can actually forgo or give with the outstanding loan to that next generation.
Yes, and this is why I like working with you, is because your ideas are not only creative, but sophisticated. That's exactly it. So there's a way to do that so that you've got loans rather than gifts. And that's one very sophisticated strategy to help clients to preserve value.
There is a reason why we invited Aviva Sapers on this show. Very smart. And again, this really is the dynamic duo of Aviva Sapers, CEO of Sapers & Wallach, and Lisa Cukier, partner at Burns & Levinson, the creme de la creme. If someone were looking for either one of you, how could they find you? Let's start with you, Aviva, because you're the first letter in the alphabet.
You can find us at sapers-wallach.com, and my email is asapers@sapers-wallach.com. Or if you want to call, 617-715-0125.
Lisa, and how can we find you?
Thank you. So you can find me by email at lcukier@burnslev.com, and that is spelled L-C-U-K-I-E-R at B as in boy, U R N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, L-E-V as in victory.com. And my cell phone, you can call or text anytime, is 617-966-9582.
That's great. And thank you very much. I look forward to our next meeting of the three of us. And, you know, I want to continue to talk about divorce and potential divorce because, believe it or not, sadly, it's a pretty much an ongoing topic at a lot of my clients right now. There's a big concern.
So, yeah. Well, as they said, what was going to come out of the COVID pandemic was either a lot of babies or a lot of divorces when people are forced together for long periods of time.
Well, I want to remind everybody that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are streaming every day, and we will have more stories after this break.